Blog Talk Radio.
To Live Deliverance Internet Radio here on blogtalk.com. I am Brother Mike, your host, this evening. And tonight we're going to have a discussion. We're going to talk about things that are going on. So the title of tonight's teaching is Let's Talk About It. We would like to thank those who are in attendance for joining us here on Live Deliverance. Our sponsors for tonight's teaching are Reverend D.W. Dalton, Reverend Turner, Reverend Jackson, Reverend McDonald, Reverend Wilmore, Reverend Douglas, and Reverend T.C. Bittman. If you would like to join us, you can do so by calling in to area code 646-378-1857. Or if you would like to be able to watch the broadcast live, you can do so via our YouTube channel. If you wanted to go there, all you have to do is just go to www.livedeliverance.com and click on the link for YouTube, and you'll be able to watch the teaching and be able to chat with us in the chat room there as well. We're going to go ahead and turn the mic over to Pastor John Durden. He's got a couple of shout-outs that he's wanting to give. And then after that, the next voice that you'll hear will be that of Pastor Emmett Overton, and let's talk about it. Brother John, you have the mic.
Good evening, everyone. This is Brother John coming at you. I'm going to give a couple of shout-outs to, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, my fellow brethren in the Lord. The first one would be Pastor Sattman, also Pastor Turnipseed, Pastor Slappy Williams, Pastor Jackson, Pastor Williamson, and Pastor Montgomery. God bless you, and I know you're going to enjoy the session tonight. Be blessed.
Amen. All right, let's go ahead and get bring Brother Emmett on. Brother Emmett, can you hear us?
Yeah, Brother Mike, keep Brother John on, and keep your mic on. Keep your mics on, because I'm going to be interacting with Brother John.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
Yeah.
All
we
right.
Can
are we in? Okay, Brother John, are we in the chat room yet, Mike?
Yeah, I'm typing right now.
Okay, we had a powerful, powerful testimony today. We're going to talk about it, but we're going to give you scriptures about what's going on. Live Deliverance Internet Radio, we have never had to take down any prophetic message at all. And if you look through the archives of Live Deliverance, you will see that the Lord had moved on me many times to tell you that there's evil in our government. We saw that today. We saw two parties, two political worldly systems, and we saw one party, the Republican Party, just bash this man, never ask any questions about anything. That's biblical. This is nothing new, and the Lord has given me some shocking scriptures, and I like to share it. We're going to talk about this today. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, how God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. Lord, use me as your oracle and allow the word of God to be right in every man a lie. We take authority over Satan, and I thank you for using me as your oracle. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I want to say hello to Godly Barr. I had word of knowledge for you. Ma'am, it was 7 hours ago you post something, and the Lord gave me word of knowledge. I sent you my email address. Please email me or call me with the number that I gave you. Also, Rosalind Samuels. We want to thank you for listening to us, and we had a record hit today. We had about 17,000 people today on our radio station. We are growing. We want to see the income of that and those numbers grow also. And it's so sad to see lots of people can come in a whole week, and very few can sow a seed. Sow a seed to help this radio ministry out. We don't never beg. But we need income, and God has moved on my heart to share that to you. Now, he's going to supply this radio station. Sometimes I have so much confidence, I don't have to ask humans, because God has done it in a supernatural way with me, and he continue will, because I believe in signs and wonders. But God wants you to be part of it. So sow a seed here at Live Deliverance and help us. Pastor John Durden, how you doing?
Good, thing.
We both saw that today. Brother John, and you are elder, and I have some scriptures. I'm going to show people straight out the Bible as I start this conversation with those who are participating. What me and Brother John saw today was pitiful. Pastor Durden, what's your opinion on that?
First full of crap. You know, all the Republicans, instead of indicating what they dislike about trying to find out from the gentleman who was giving the testimony that they, instead of them trying to get information of what he saw and how he think that, I get upset just thinking about it. Instead of inquiring as to why he think, ask the man why he think that, man, I'm still
Michael
upset.
Cohen.
The Republican Party on that just didn't like the man, chew him out, try to make him bad. They didn't ask any questions concerning Trump. They didn't want to know. All they doing, they were doing what they were accusing that man to do. They were covering him up. They were chewing that man, beating all upside the head and everything else, instead of saying, well, what do you got to say about Trump? Why do you think he's wrong? Why do you think he's a crook? Why do you think, instead of that, all they did was just down the man about his problem. He said, I already told y'all that I'm going to jail in another week for 3 years. Why y'all keep badging me with that? Instead of them asking, say, well, what do you know about Trump? What has Trump been doing that really makes you think that he's a crook or he's a racist or whatever? But instead of asking that question, all they did was just say, you know, you're going to jail. You know, you did this. You know, man, I already confessed that. I already said I'm sorry. I already said in this a million times over. We're supposed to be talking about what I found out about Trump by working with him in the past 10 years. But no, all they did was just try to protect Trump. What they didn't realize he was doing, they were doing the same stinking thing that that he was doing for the past, doing the whole 7 hours. Instead of talking about what do you know that make you think that President Trump is a crook, a racist, and all these other kind of stuff. No. All they talk about over and over the same old crap. You know you're going to jail. You know you did this kind of thing. So he's trying to say, you know what, y'all need to shut up. Y'all doing the same thing I've done for the past 10 years. Y'all coming for the man. Shame on you. Y'all doing the same thing that I've done. And you're going to pay for it. That's what he said.
And the lady from that Republican, I remember my grandmama told me, she said, Republicans are slave whoopers. Those Republican slave whoopers was popping the whoop with their mouth. But not one of them, but one Republican, which has a split district of both Democrat and Republican, said some inquiries about Trump. Now, the Bible said, how can two come together unless they agree? Amos 3:3. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to tell you this, but you have been bamboozled or bewitched by your president. God has used them up now. That's it. He got them for putting them Israel and Jerusalem and all that. Okay, he threw. Because notice that he said something that was very uncomfortable to me as an American. And this is one of the purposes why I have a lot of automatic weapons in my house. The man said that if he don't win election, he's fearful that he may start something. He can start if he wants to. I'm telling you something. We are at the brink of democracy in America. And the Lord revealed to me that America's on court. The whole world is seeing this nation. And the whole world sees these so-called Republicans, and most of them are white. The Republican Party is a primarily white party for white people. And I'm neither Republican nor Democrat. I'm independent, like Mr. Agnes King. I'm independent. I don't care about neither one of them. But as an American and as a Christian, I have an obligation. We see Shannon Davis with Omega Man Radio and show how stupid he is. He has a picture of Donald Trump, a picture of Make America Great, an American Indian with a rifle. And I guess that Indian is supposed to be part of America, but that rifle he was having was to move these white folks away from his land. But he didn't say that. You see, the Bible is fulfilling itself every day. Live Deliverance Internet prophesied that the head was sick. And if you go on our site, and if you go and look in the back where it says we did a prophecy on that, I'm going to show you what we said a couple of months ago. Now that you can see that this government is sick. Now, I'm going to be using out the King James Version, Life in the Spirit. There are some notations that the Lord gave me. I'll share with you. If you have a Bible of Life in the Spirit, you may be able to follow after me. But first, I want to start off with rebellion in America. Notice that the that the friction between both parties, that's a house that's divided, can't stand. And Elijah Cummings said something very articulate. We got to get back to normalcy. See, there's a lot of corruption going on. Now, that shouldn't be surprising to Christians if you know the Bible, because in Malachi chapter 2, the Bible speaks of wicked deeds of the rich. Now, Donald Trump is rich financially, and the Bible says that rich people will oppress you in James 2:6. In Malachi chapter 2, 1 through 5, it says, woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beddings. When the morning is light, they practice it because it is the power of their hand. See, this man knew everything that was going on, and it's going to come to light. And in Malachi 2 says, and they cover fields and take them by violence and house and take them away. So they oppress a man in his house, even a man in his heritage. And that's what we see today, right now. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, against the family do I devise an evil, from which ye shall not remove your necks, neither shall ye go halted, for this time is evil. In that day shall one take up a parable against you, and a lament, and a double lamentation, and say, woe be spoiled, that he that changeth the portion of my people, how had he removed it from murmuring away, and he had divided our fields? Therefore, thou shalt have none that cast a coil by a lot in the congregation of the Lord. And in notations of this in Life and the Spirit, in 2:5 notations, I would like to Pastor Durden to read Malachi chapter 2, verse 1 through 5, Pastor Durden, the notations.
I don't have a Bible with me, buddy.
Okay. It says, woe to them that devise iniquity. Malachi pronounces doom on certain people who were powerful enough to exploit others in order to achieve their own selfish aim. Don't that sound like Donald Trump? Today, what we realize is what the Bible says in Malachi chapter 2, 1 through 5. They were land borrowers, was either bought or stole, farms and farmed. They didn't hasten to default another in order to gain more property. They was doing that back then, and he's doing it. It's just a spirit. Having devoted their hearts to greed, that's what Mr. Trump has done. They did not care about the sufferings they inflict on others. And what we saw today, this man don't care nothing about his own mama. And we saw that he is racist. We have been telling everybody he's racist, and these white, again, the white evangelicals that put him in here, they can't see because they don't want to see, because they just as racist themselves to support that. And any born-again, spirit-filled Christian that put their ballot and vote for a thug, you have lost your discernment. Live Deliverance Internet Radio had prophesied that this was a thug, and we have said that many times. Throughout my background from street and understanding streetinism, that's a gangster. And this is why the Republicans are shock and awe. They galvanized. They don't know what to do. They're fearful of him because they ain't never had nobody to bully them like that. And they won't deal with it because they're just going to cave in. Now, it's an embarrassing thing to say that a Republican would put a black woman, which is a house nigger, because if she had any sense, she wouldn't have got up there and allowed that man to represent black people like that, because all black people don't see how that person see. That's why y'all hear me say the house nigger and the field nigger. The house niggers move when the master say, what's going on, boss? We sick, we all sick, yes. And that's just agree. That's a house nigger, and that's what we saw today. The average black person would have spoken the truth about his oppression with his nasty mouth. So, you know, you sow what you weep. It's time. I called Shannon Davis. Yes, I did. The great American Trump lover. And I'll show you what I sent Mr. Davis. I sent him some pictures and tried to tell him, get that, you know, your boy finna get it. He's finna get impeached here because it's coming. Not only did the Southern District is investigating him, he can't even give a person pardons, because if you do, the Southern District is going to press charges with the same verdict, and they're going to jail. You see, the Bible says you should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And the minute that man got in office, my spirit was very hurt because it was how he got in there. Now, the Lord had told us, and I said it way before Ching Yang, this dude in North Korea, he ain't gonna get nothing settled there. That's not gonna that ain't gonna work. He's looking to strike a deal so that he can get you to concentrate on what he's doing over there instead of over here. It's messed up. And when people are supporting stuff like this, you know, it makes this country a very, very in a divided area. So what I did is gave Mr. Shannon Davis a little education on black people. That's the hangings of a Republican Party in 1879. See, this is racism. And this is a spirit. I gave him a picture of Michelle Obama. Of course, he don't like him. He's a nigger. Oh, I gave him this picture here. Yeah, that's the Omega Man Radio, Shannon Davis. This is why we have a problem with Christians splitting people and getting into politics. I sent this Mr. Shannon Davis. I'm educating him. I'm working on his mind. I'm going to get him right. I'm going to get him right. Because this promotion of this evil, wicked president is absurd. And when that man said that he feared that if he won't win the election, something could happen, let me tell y'all, y'all better arm yourself. Because this is wicked. And it's in our face. In the book of Isaiah, Israel committed sin against God with wickedness. The separation that we have in America is dividing us as a people. Who is the author of all confusion? Satan. You got one lie after one lie. In 1 Kings 22:23, the Bible says that the Lord put a line, a spirit in the mouth of the prophets. We have a spirit of lying with this president 8,000 times that this man has lied. I am the only deliverance minister radio station that's trying to stand up with the word of God and tell folks this is evil. To be a born-again Christian is embarrassing. Did you see the that white woman out of West Virginia, how wicked she was? She ain't said nothing about Bush, just you going to prison. All of them Republicans say that. So it can show you that they're trying to protect something. Where have this nation come to? I'll tell you. In Isaiah chapter 1, the Bible tells us, "Oh, hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth. The Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up a children, and they have rebelled against me." Isaiah did not prophesy about records of his own ideas. Rather, he received visions from God. Now, the more striking thing that shows me the similarity of Israel and where we at today with this president is the notations that the man of God, that God used with the author of this Bible, which is tremendous, in Isaiah 1, verse 1. Isaiah's prophetic ministry took place during the time of the divided kingdom. We divided now. That's in 1 Kings 12:20 and 2 Chronicles 10:1. The northern kingdom, visibly called Israel and Samaria. Hang on, wait a minute. Sister Ann, I'm on live air. I'm on air live. I can't. I'm teaching live right now. Yes, ma'am. I had to call you when I get off. I'm on live air right now. Okay. In Isaiah chapter 1, it says here, Isaiah's prophetic ministry took place during the time of the divided kingdom. The northern kingdom, called Israel, Samaria, and Ephraim, included 10 tribes of the Israelites. The southern kingdom, usually called Judah, with its capital at Jerusalem. The tribes of Judah and Benjamin, both kingdoms, had turned from God and his law to heathen nation ways and their false gods to deliver them up with their enemies. And that's what's going to happen here if the American Christians continue to support something that's wrong, something that's not right, something that's evil, something that brings division, the same thing will happen here in America. And it's happening now. Now, I told you, and I'm going to tell everybody, that Donald Trump is not going to get no deal done in Vietnam. It's not happening. Kim Jong ain't giving up no nuclear weapons. Okay? We need to focus on the lies of this president and to secure democracy in America. But the Republicans have been having a history of doing this. When George Bush Jr. took office, they stole the election. They stole the election with the ballot that was stolen. Supreme Court nominated him. This is nothing new. And I want to say this here. Out of 30 years, if you look at the history of the United States, no Republican has ever won the popular vote but one, Ronald Reagan. That's it. All of them else get in by the electoral process. This is why that the systems of power in this country want to keep that in check. Another reason why they want to continue this type of slave mentality over people is that the United States government do not want the people of Puerto Rico and the people of the Virgin Islands to have the right to vote. Why is that? Because the Republican Party will die out. It will just die out. And this is what we got going on. We have a government. Hang on, I'm having a problem. Things keep moving. Okay, we have a government that's divided. And we have another part of government trying to find the truth. And yet to see Americans, Republicans, won't ask not one question about Donald Trump's investment. Everything was on Michael Cohen, and he slammed the man over and over. Now, all of you Christians, you should feel guilty to see that. I don't know what that woman was in West Virginia was all about, and she wasn't even talking about nothing but bashing the man. And they kept giving it back to this white boy in this white shirt and how arrogant they was against this man. Still trying to defend the devil. You see, America going to get bit with this. The head is sick. The head is sick, our government. Judah and Israel have received God's covenant, his laws, his mercy and promises, yet they turned to idolatry. Disregarded the covenant, lived sinful lives, and failed to acknowledge God as a source of their salvation and blessings. Therefore, God was sending judgment, and it's going to happen here. So you evangelical Christians, you're going to get judgment by God if you continue to process and support evil. You see, in the last days, the Bible says evil will be good and good evil. In Isaiah 5:20, we see that now. Why is all this going on? When a nation opens up the door to homosexuality, that's it. I don't care who's in office. I don't care whether it's a slave whooper, a Republican slave whooper, or a Democrat Dixiecrat. I don't care neither one of them. When sin gets in a land, this is what you get. Character means nothing to people no more. They don't care if you lie. They say if Donald Trump get in the street. Now, this man said that was a rat. That's gangster terminology. So what Donald Trump says gave a code to get him killed or shanked in prison. See, y'all don't know about the gangster world. That's a damn thug. He's a racist bastard. Yeah, I said that one. That's a thug. And you white people are sick with your Christianity. You people who voted this man in office, you're the most dumbest, ignorant people I've ever seen to allow this to go on. And I blame people who didn't go vote. Party over here, especially you black folks. I'm African-American. Y'all like to party too much. You party over here, you party over there, you don't go vote, then you start crying, now you go vote. If everybody would arm themselves with a ballot and go vote and get these slave whoopers out of office, Mitch McConnell been in there since Christ was a child. The same thing, same people, the same system over and over and over. And what's that one from South Carolina? That what was his name from South Carolina? That white boy from South Carolina, Senator Mitch McConnell. All one of them, all of them in there, but thugs. And they supporting this man. What did Paul Ryan? Paul Ryan didn't do nothing. 33 indictments now. We have 33 indictments. This is the first time that they have an oversight. And then the Republicans want to say that's the first oversight. No, it wasn't. That's the third oversight that they had this year. You see the lies of the devil using all of this. And people are tired of it. People are tired of it. We need to pray. We really need to pray for this nation. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 5, why should we be sticking anymore? Ye will revolt more and more, the whole head and the whole heart faint. This headship is sick. It's wicked. It got in office with the assistance of a lot of illegal things. And it's going to come to pass. Now, I'm going to tell Shannon Davis, we had to take it down when they impeach him, because this is over. It may take two years. It's going to take a while, because you got a lot of things that's coming in play. And God is tired of this. You know, I've never seen Christians act occultish like Shannon Davis acts. I ain't never saw nothing like this. This man is possessed with Donald Trump, an unsaved white boy with a white boy who don't even speak in tongues. That's even sicker. And he called himself a deliverance minister and pushing this mess. I don't like evil. I don't like politics, and I definitely don't like racism. And Donald Trump is a very racist white man. That's a serious, original caucasoid. Chaplain Durden, any comments?
Nope.
Brother Mike, any comments?
Not right now.
All right. What are we going to do? Well, check this out. Isaiah 1:6, from the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises. And see, his verbal speaking and teaching and talking to people, that goes down in the government. When a political leader speaks, he can either speak a curse or blessing, death and life and foul tongue. And you call him a dignitary? This ain't no dignitary. This is a thug. From the soles of the foot, even unto the head, there's no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and purifying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mortified with anointment. Your country is desolate. That's where we are now with this man. I don't even see why they hiding SAT scores, taking pictures and selling them to charity to make money off of it. That's a gangster. And yet that don't bother any of you? Your country is desolate. Your cities are burnt with fire. Your land, strangers devour in your presence, and it is desolate and overthrown by strangers, which are demons. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cotton in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden. Now watch this in verse 9. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small raiment, or an example, we should have been as like Solomon and Gomorrah, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. That's us. And this is where we at. See, when sin ushers in, when the devil knows what he's doing, each president can be used by God or Satan. George Bush Sr. brought in the New World Order. George Bush Jr. occupied all. Barack Obama introduced homosexuality. And Donald Trump is introducing racism and chaos. Richard Nixon, Tricky Dicky. Lyndon B. Johnson, who lied and cover up with the North Vietnamese spy sending it to Vietnam, telling them to hold on for the vote. The devil used every last one of them. John Booth, who assassinated Abraham Lincoln. John F. Kennedy was assassinated by what you call a straight bullet. Come on, I was a sniper in the military. Ain't no such thing as a magic bullet hitting three or four people with a Shikaro rifle. At the book depository in, what you say, Lord? The Lord said book depository in Houston, Texas. Dallas, Texas. And one bullet can go through all, John Connor said, this is the devil. And y'all can't see it. So y'all too busy seeing Trump. Satan is using him and using the evangelical Christians because they don't. Most of them don't speak in tongues. They just Baptist Southern Christians believe in Jesus and call you a nigger. Those are the ones who put this man in office. Now, let's look at this. Isaiah 1:10. Hear the word, O Lord, ye rulers of Solomon, give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me? Said the Lord, I am full of the burnt offerings and rams, as the fat fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks, or of lambs, or of the goats. God is not concerned about politics and money and things what normal people are concerned about. God's concerned about his kingdom, and politics has nothing to do. It moves the shifting of Satan to the second coming of Christ. That's about all, but that's enough. Where are we at in America with this man? Greed. Americans are very greedful people, very, very, very materialistic people. And this man loves money. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness don't mean nothing to these congressmen and senators. Lying do. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. The Lord said to me, Proverbs 23:4. Mike, give me Proverbs 23:4.
Hold on one second. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 4. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom.
Labor not to be rich, and that's all he's doing. He's violating the scriptures. You don't hear the evangelicals saying anything. And Paula White's supposed to be the spiritual advisor. Man, please. And have no food and raiment. Let us be there and content. Jerry Swan, homosexuality. Okay, Brother Mike, you said something and it crossed in and it left. You have a comment to what someone said?
Yes, this is a, from the room. Homosexuality is a curse as many other curses. I cannot understand why you continue to tarnish the kingdom of the Most High by continuing to badmouth Trump and all that political mess. I get speaking on and bringing the word. Please don't let the beast system get any of us away from the Most High. Thank you for bringing the word and other information to light for us.
Amen, brother. I'm glad you said that. I have an obligation by God. Dr. Martin Luther King had an obligation by God. And my obligation, not only as a pastor, I'm an American. And I'm an American soldier. I'm a veteran. And it would not be right in my heart to not speak the truth to people. I'm not into politics, but when the Lord tells me to speak, I speak. And too many Christians is getting caught up in this. If you look at old Mega Man Radio, go look at his site. He got Donald Trump right there. He got a cap, Make America Great, and he got a poor American Indian with a gun. My grandmother was American Indian. That American Indian had that gun there just because he wanted to have it there. He was fighting white people who were stealing their land. That's true. Why people can't accept that? That's not that I'm trying to speak to be racist. I'm teaching the truth, and people don't like the truth. And if we don't wake up the conscience of American people, we'll get this fool back in office. And as an American, this is my land. That's right. And this is my way of putting an effort like Dr. Martin Luther King. I'm African American. Dr. King was a pastor. I love him. I don't believe in his philosophy. The founding fathers of this nation didn't believe in nonviolence, and the bombs are bursting in air. That's in your national anthem. No revolution is peaceful. It's violent. Jesus had a revolution. He died for the kingdom of God in order for us to be forgiven for sin. He had to pay a price. That's blood. If Christ had to pay it, we do too. So this nonviolent shalom stuff, that doesn't work. If it does, tell President Trump to be nonviolent and go peacefully with no weapons and just go talk to Xi Jinping. That ain't going to happen. This is a very violent nation, very materialistic. It has left God. Too many Christians are taking sides of politics. I don't like evil. So my brothers and audience who listen, I thank you for saying that. I don't like evil. I spoke against Barack Obama about homosexuality. I didn't like that, and I stayed on it. And this guy here is worse than Obama. The lies, the schemes, the adultery, having sex. Now, how about you Christians who voted for him? Let me tell you, since you love your president, I got a scripture maybe. Why don't you write to him? Because he ain't my president. He yours. I didn't vote for him. I don't support nothing he does because he's racist. I'm African-American. Ain't nobody going to call my people son of a bitches, and I don't do nothing about it. I love my people. I love Jesus of Nazareth, and I love red, black, and green, and then I love red, white, and blue. Because red, white, and blue has been a painful thing to certain black people. My father was Indian. He used to tell me red was for the blood of Indians, white was for the obvious, and blue for the foolishness. That came from an American Indian. So since you like him, help him get the curse off of him for committing adultery toward his wife. In 2 Peter 2:14, it says, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, their heart they have exercised with covet practices, cursed children. Ivanka them cursed if he had committed paying $130 to go screw somebody. That's sick. That's your president. That's a wicked man. Now, that was a black man. None of this. The 2 years it took to get an investigation, I'm going to show you how wicked America is. If that was Obama, they would have had him out of there in 6 months. But 2 years, Paul Ryan, no one says anything about 17 indictments and 35 people going to prison. That's called Make America Great with thugs, not on my block. So, no, I don't speak toward politics. I don't like injustice. Whether it's politics, if it's a child being raped, I will speak out against any injustice. Any. Especially racism. That's my pet peeve. I remember one time when, before I was saved, I was very militant. And I ain't know the Lord. And I was working at a major airline. And this airline merged with Southern Airline Republic. Merged. And this was in the time of Northwest Airlines. I transferred. Anyway, after I got out of the military, I spent some time there. And that man said, Overton, come on to the Confederate booth, boy. Hurry up, boy. And I just got transferred from Detroit, Michigan. Didn't know who Jesus was. Just got through reading the autobiography of Malcolm X, learning about the Black Panther Party, reading. And them demons was all up in me. That man called me a nigger. I took a pipe and knocked it across his mouth. Did 4 weeks in jail, came right back, and I said, any other white person called me a nigger, remember, this nigger strikes back. I ain't your house nigger. And so I don't like racism. I don't like a president that called my people negative names. So I hope that answers your question, sir. Love you. But I don't like it. And most people won't do what I'm doing because they worry about tithes. See, I don't have to worry about that. Yeah, we need help, but God got me. So I have to say this. A Chaplain Durden, Reverend Beasley, I'm talking to him. He's emailing me. He told me to ask you. Brother Durden, he's 72 years old. He says, good evening.
Good evening.
And he says he's been through much racism. And he said he never saw nothing like this. Would you please comment, Reverend T.R. Tilton?
He never saw nothing like what?
This president doing.
He can't. Oh, please. I mean, he was in the same age I was in.
No.
Brother John, you misinterpreted what the man said. The man says that it's racism in America, and he's never saw any of this action as a president acting like this. That's what he was saying.
Well, the other white presidents were pretty cool. I mean, I mean, they did their thing and got on out. They were there for the money. They weren't there for racist, all that other kind of crap. They're just doing their thing and pass policies where the rich can get richer. That's all they were doing. But this fool here, we got in office now. I mean, he's a racist. He called black folks niggas. You know, he want the wall. He don't want no wall for no security. He want to keep all of Mexican out of here. That's all. He want to make America great again. He'll probably start working on the Jews and everybody else later. Right now, he want to keep all the Mexicans out. That's all that's about. You know, want a wall. That's all about is to keep people of color out, if they're brown or yellow or blue, whatever. But he wanted to open the gates for all the folks from Europe who want to come over here, period.
Yep. That's right. I'll say it for you, Brother John. He want to keep all the niggas out, Mexican niggas, anybody black. He don't want you here. And see, this is a white, you fall for your fear. For some white people in America, not all. See, these issues we got to deal with, this is fear. And no president can take an executive order and over expand the judicial system with the Congress of the United States. That falls in balance. And if you people allow one man to do that, this country ain't worth the dime it was built. So I ask you tonight, are you contributing to Trumpy Rumpy? Because if you do, you're going to really get shocked to see what's finna happen. It's finna go down. This is just the beginning. The Lord told me to tell everybody a couple of days ago, he wastes tax dollars going to Hanoi. Ain't nothing gonna happen with that. Okay? Nothing. And when he come back, he's gonna bash, throw off, confuse, and people are tired of that. Americans don't buy it no more. Brothers and sisters, wherever you at, go register. You can do something about it. Pray. Pray that this man get born again and saved and demons cast out of him. People call me and say, well, you need to pray for him. I say, I pray that he get the spirit of racism out of him. I can pray that prayer. No, y'all want me to pray for him as a leader. No, I'm not doing that. I'm praying that he get saved. That's what y'all pray for everybody else. If you confess that Jesus is Lord of your mouth, you can be saved. That's in Romans 10:9. How come I can't do that? Pray that he gets saved. Because this has been going on for 2 years. And it shows you how this country is and how wicked that people are so vicious to have their own. For a few 35% of Americans, this man is trying to please. That's his base. But if everybody would break out and go and pray and go into these polls, it's going to be a world. It's going to be a record turnout for African Americans. I said it February 27, 2019. I will not take this down. It's going to be a record number of African Americans going out to vote. So I pray that you would pray and ask the Holy Spirit who to vote for. Don't vote for you because your mama said you like them. I ask the Lord who I vote for. And then after that, I'm through with it because we all have a right to vote. Now, black people couldn't get that right until 1965. So go vote. Your vote count. I pray that this has been an awakening call for you Americans, especially you Christians who support this fool. How much more are you going to get bewitched? How much more are you going to get bewitched? We want to thank you for listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. God bless you. Go to CNN. Go check it out. We got a rat in the White House. A white rat. All right. Let's open up lines. That's right. My name is Apostle Lemon Overton. I am very straightforward. I have no fear of the Ku Klux Klan or anybody talking about come over here because it ain't going to be nice if you do. Matter of fact, we just had the police just to come yank a person from Mississippi wanting to come over here because I was talking about Trumpy, and he's in jail. So any of you want to come, you get this AK-47. You may get a bullet, but you come over here with some mess, I'll bring it. I fear no one. I'm sick of racism. I'm tired of the injustice in this America, and I'd really be glad to leave to go back to Jamaica. Final thought with Chaplain John Durden before we close.
What you were elaborating on tonight is nothing new. I mean, it's going all the way back centuries. My Lord, there's nothing we can add. Trump is just another modern-day racist, Ku Klux Klan. That's all he is, period. Ain't nothing else to say. We just going to have to keep fighting by voting and everything else, you know? But I just hope I don't be confronted with another one of these days, because I'll lose mine. I'll just have to go to jail. because they think black folks can still take crap, because like they call you all the time, somebody coming like you had two threats tonight, coming to your house and get you, you know? And tell me they're gonna screw you in the butt and convert you to a faggot. Now you know
wicked.
That's and these are white pastors calling. White pastors calling. You talk about Trump. We like Trump, and we coming there. You had two threats tonight. Coming to your house, tell me they're gonna rip your clothes off and make you a faggot in this kind of thing, or make you their bitch. I mean, he gets calls like this every time he talks on racism. He gets calls like 10, 15 calls from white rednecks in the southern part of the United States, and they actually come. And we have cops, you know, staked out in unmarked cars and grab them and take them to jail and stuff like that. But every time he do a sermon like this, you can bet your bottom dollar, either be tonight or tomorrow night, they'll be coming from Alabama, Tennessee, and Mississippi somewhere, threatening his life and everything else. But you know how they threaten his life? They're talking about make him a fag, going to make him their bitch. They ain't going to come and kill him or hang him. They all say, we coming, we going to screw you. And when we come and knock on your door, you better come to the door butt naked, and you better clean that ass out. This is what they said doing. Now, tonight, he's going to be bombarded with telephone calls. I know it already, because every time he teach on this, those redneck ministers, and these are ministers, not hoolers, KKK ministers, and threaten his life, and they come with someone, and you better buy some liquor and get some rubbers and clean your butt out real good, because I don't want no BM on my penis. So you clean yourself out real good, because we go, and from then on you be calling me, you be my bitch. This is what he gets, and that's what's gonna happen tonight. Well, he already had two tonight already. I threatened him. The cops, they just said one showed up, and the cops are waiting on him in an unmarked car, and took his wife but the jail, and there's another one on the way. So, that's that.
God bless you. Brother Mike, let's close out.
Hey, man. All right, folks, we'd like to thank you for tuning in to us here on Live Deliverance on blogtalk.com. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the teaching tonight, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, for the open dialogue that we have, Father. Thank you, Father, for being able to talk about this subject, Father, and that, Father, we ask that you would let those who heard it, Father, let their ears, Father, be open to receive it, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to bless this ministry and bless those, Father, who are part of it, Father, and bless those who will come. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen.
God bless.